Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends. I am so glad you are listening to today's podcast, which is all about liberating yourself, starting with your closet. So on a snowy Friday afternoon last February, I was curled up on my sofa with a heart full of worry and sadness. It finally occurred to me that my daughter, who has been my dearest friend, my biggest fan, and my greatest teacher, only had one more year left at home. And for a single mom, the meaning is simple. When she leaves, I'll be sitting in an empty house. So what did I do on that gloomy afternoon? I decided to clean my closet. My mentor, Martha Beck, says that our living spaces are three-dimensional portraits of our inner lives. I like to keep my house clean and clutter-free, but my closet told a very different story. It basically said, Tanya is avoiding a part of her life. When I think about tackling my closet, I'd immediately spin into stories of, this project is bigger than I can handle. It will take me forever. No one sees my closet but me. I can deal with it later. Oh, the irony. What I was really saying was, dealing with my daughter leaving feels too big for me to handle. I may never get over the sadness. I can put on a happy face for everyone and pretend this isn't happening. I'll deal with my grief later. On that afternoon, I decided that I wanted to confront my feelings, one piece of clothing and pair of shoes at a time. I pulled out everything I owned, with tears literally streaming down my face, and piled them onto my bed and my bedroom floor. And when I say everything, I mean everything. There was nothing left in my closet, not even a hanger or a spare earring. What I've come to learn after that experience is an empty closet equals new beginnings. With a mountain of belongings on my bed, I was forced to deal with the deeper issues that were brewing underneath the surface of my life. This wasn't just a closet makeover. It was about my own liberation. By letting go of things, I was training myself to let go of my daughter. Even deeper, I was practicing how to let go, period. Over the weekend, I began to take each piece of clothing one by one, or accessory or shoes, and hold it and ask, do I love this? And does this represent the woman I'm becoming? Sounds simple, right? However, it wasn't. Throughout the process, my mind would often say things like, you can't get rid of that. It was a gift from your mom. Or, you paid so much for that dress, it's wasteful to give it away. And the most recurring thought was, you might regret getting rid of that. You know what? Fear can often be disguised as logic. But I was prepared for my mind shenanigans and I trusted the process. And here's the interesting thing. The more I let go, the easier it started to become. In fact, it felt great. By the end of this process, I was like, done, I'm getting rid of this, gone. And those two simple questions, do I really love this? And does this represent the woman that I'm becoming? Those were the questions that guided me to completely transform my closet into a space I absolutely love, all while learning it's okay to let go. Yes, I cried as I said goodbye to the dress that I wore on my first trip to Paris. I hugged a jacket that I bought in Aspen many years ago. I danced around my bedroom in the same shoes that I had danced all night in Monaco. I thanked these items and then I released them. They were a beautiful part of my past, but they didn't belong in my future. I cut my belongings in half and only the exquisite was allowed to remain. When I finished my closet transformation, I could sense this new freedom of space, new choices, and new beginnings. Now, 1 year later, Every item in my closet is something that I've deliberately chosen to be there. And 1 year later, I've come to terms that my daughter is spreading her wings to fly. Life is constantly shedding, editing, and letting go. It's ironic how a person resists the very things that will liberate her. If you're feeling like your life is out of control, that you don't have enough space to breathe, or that you're holding on to things that need to be released, head to your closet. Your closet is more than a storage area for your clothes. It is a representation of who you are as a woman. So, are you holding on to that size 8 dress? What are you really holding on to? Does everything in your closet feel out of place? Well, does your life feel completely out of sorts? Can't ever seem to find what you're looking for? Well, have you stuffed your mind with so much you can't hear yourself? Is your closet full of clothes from 10 years ago? Ask yourself, are you resisting change? Cleaning your closet or any part of your home is about so much more than decluttering. It is about confronting yourself, dealing with the deeper issues, and developing the courage to let go of what's no longer serving you and consciously deciding on the woman you desire to be. A woman can liberate herself, starting with her closet. Are you in? The first step in this process is to get painfully honest with yourself. What are the current state of affairs in your closet? Head over to the blog at tanyalee.com and let's have a discussion in the comments. I look forward to seeing you over there, and go out there and French kiss your life this week. Cheers. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the French Kiss Life podcast in iTunes and share it with your friends. And if you want to be notified of other good stuff that we always have just around the corner, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and get yourself on the list. I so appreciate you tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the near future. Cheers.